Amen. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 33. We'll begin there. I shared with them a little bit at Fairland the other night about Sister Sherry's illness, that the Lord has just miraculously touched her in the last few weeks. And I told them about Sister Sherry had just about had cabin fever. And, you know, that's when you've been in the house so long, you're just about to go crazy. And I took her with me. Took her shopping. Your husband's listening to that. Took her shopping. We went down to Farm Supply. And and Brother Lloyd, you and Sister Mary like this, because I remember right after Sherry and I got married, we was crossing the Viaduct, and I guess was going probably to Taco Tico or somewhere, and y'all had us in the car. And Brother Lloyd was giving us advice that he had gotten from my father-in-law. And he said, to keep your marriage what it should be. I don't remember the exact words. You remember that, don't you, baby? Never quit courting. You remember that? You remember telling us that when we just got married? Well, I took Sister Sherry to the Farm Supply. And she wasn't able to walk, so I took her in a wheelchair. And we came out of Atwoods there, and I can't tell you at the very moment that I thought about what you told me, but we've tried to continue to court down through the years, and I seen that long wheelchair ramp as it left that door. And see, I really felt like Sister Sherry needed some cheering up. And so when I hit that ramp, I just took off running wide open, pushing that wheelchair. And Sister Sherry grabbed the arms of that thing and said, "Oh, Lord." And then I heard her chuckle. And she said, "Just as sure as the Lord, somebody's going to see us." Hallelujah. Lord's good to us, isn't he? We didn't even have a wreck. Lord's good to us. Psalms chapter 33. And I'll try to preach to you tonight. Thank you for the offering. I thank Brother Shad, and I thank you for the honor of allowing me to be at the house of prayer tonight. Thank you so much. Chapter 33, verse 18. "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee." Hallelujah. As I sought the Lord this week about what to speak to us about tonight, I know there's nothing that I could preach to you the way Brother Chad does it. It just seems like he gets behind the microphone and intelligent things come out. You know, I don't do that. The Lord really has to touch me for me to be able to preach to you. But as I begin to study, and the Lord quickened to me these scriptures, and then tonight as the service began to progress, and Brother Shad began to take up prayer requests, my, we live in a time when there's a lot to be prayed about, don't we? A lot of trouble, a lot of sickness, a lot of problems in the land. Amen. But we are not a people that doesn't have a hope. We're not a people without hope. But we have hope. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when the youth choir used to sing up here on this platform, or somewhere up here around where this platform is at. And they'd get to singing, "I Have Hope." And Daddy just moved his Bible over because it wasn't going to get any farther. Do y'all remember that, some of you that's been here a long time? The young people get to singing, I Have Hope, and this place had come apart. You know why? Because we understand that when the world is in despair, when the world is wringing their hands, when the world doesn't know which way to turn or where to go to, God's people have hope. Amen. He said, and behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him. And then He said, upon them that hope in His mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't base my hope in the things of this world. Amen. The great financial institutes of this world, it's possible that they crumble. Amen. I appreciate our president. Amen. The very first speech after he got in, and after his inaugural speech, I was listening, and there was somebody from the church there beside me. And when he began to quote scriptures or read from his notes scriptures, I turned to them and said, you know, that's King James.
Yeah. Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
But my hope's not in President Bush.
No.
My hope's not in him. Amen. You see, I know one that paid the price Brother Tracy was preaching to us about.
All right.
I know one that when Brother Chad was taking prayer requests, and hands would raise all over the building, and they'd say, this is a need, and this is a need, and we have a need there. I know one that, as somebody made mention of, is able to touch this need, and that need, and the other need, and all of them at the same time. Amen. And in Him I put my hope. In Him I anchor my very being. Hallelujah. I understand the Bible here. We should be encouraged because it says that the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him. But then it says, upon them that hope in His mercy. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I, like the old song says, I have hope. Amen. I know when I kneel, He hears. I know when I ask, He hears. Hallelujah. And I understand when He hears, He is touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Did you know He wants to answer your prayer? He wants you to have confidence in Him. He wants you to place your hope in Him. He wants your understanding to be that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. And so I have my hope in Him. Amen. Psalms chapter 38. For in Thee, O Lord, I do hope. In Thee, O Lord, I do hope. Did you know there's people all across our land that have put their confidence and put their trust in things that have become nothing? Amen. And they looked back and thought, why did I trust in that? Why did I establish my life in that? But I want to tell you something. For in Thee, O Lord, I do hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. Hallelujah. When Sister Sherry was so sick, and when Sister Sherry was unable to walk even, and had such a need, I want to tell you, there's times we prayed, and the saints of God, they'd come to me and they'd say, Brother Mike, I just feel like God's going to heal Sister Sherry. There's one night they wheeled her up to the front in a wheelchair. We anointed her and prayed for her. She stood up, moved the wheelchair back. The power of the Holy Ghost fell in that place. And she shouted all around the building. And in a day or two, she's right back in that wheelchair. And I said, I don't understand it, but I feel like God's going to heal her. Different ones would call and say, Brother Mike, I feel the assurance that God's going to touch your wife. I want to tell you, in all of that, we put our hope in God. Amen. When they done MRIs and couldn't find it. When they scanned her brain and couldn't find it. I want to tell you, we had one we could believe in and trust in. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, if we'll put our hope in the Lord, we'll not be disappointed. I said, if we'll put our hope in the Lord, He'll not disappoint us. Amen. I remember a few years ago, before Brother Shane moved down here, Brother Shane had gotten out of church and wasn't doing just like he should. And I'd pray and seek the Lord for Shane. And I'd say, Lord, I know You hear me. And I don't know how You believe, but I feel like when you go to prayer for your loved ones and you begin to bombard God for their salvation, I believe Holy Ghost conviction begins to work on the other end. Amen. And so I'd pray and I'd seek the Lord, and the devil would tell me that he's not ever going to get saved. And I'd say, devil, I want to tell you, I know Jesus. I know the price that He paid. I know that whosoever will may be saved. I know that God did not pay such a supreme sacrifice that any would be lost. And I believe He's going to get saved. Hallelujah. If you would have looked at Shane then and heard me pray, you would have thought I was crazy. But I want to tell you, church, I have a hope that this world doesn't understand. Hallelujah. I said, I have a hope that the men and women of this world cannot understand. Hallelujah. Because I believe that God is able to do all things. And I believe He wants to do them for His children. Hallelujah. For in Thee, O Lord, do I hope. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans, chapter 12. Rejoicing in hope. Brother Mike, what do you mean? I mean when it looks like things are bad. On Tuesday night, when there's about 25 prayer requests all over the house. When it seems like that all around us, somebody has a problem. Hallelujah. What do you mean rejoicing in hope? I mean when times are bad and Brother Tommy comes and gets behind the microphone and we begin to sing about a friend. Hallelujah. Oh, we can rejoice in Him. We can rejoice in Him, church, because we know, hallelujah, that He hears us. Because we know that He knows every step that we take. That He knows every avenue that we pursue. He knows when we stand. He knows when we lay. He knows wherever we're at and what we're doing. Hallelujah. And therefore, when the world thinks we're down and out, what the Bible says, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. I want to tell you, church, we can have a hope, hallelujah, in our Lord, because we know He knows about us. He knows where we are. He knows our problem. He knows our care. When the doctors don't know about it, when the lawyers can't handle it, I want to tell you, we can have a hope in Christ. Hallelujah. When all hope seems like it's gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank Sister Sherry took me to the hospital that Saturday evening. They put me in the emergency room there and began to work with me. And I don't know, I can't explain to you everything that happened. But I know that I lost track of what was going on. And when I came to, there was a nurse there with a little disposable razor, and she was working on me. And they was a hollering cold blue. And finally I came to, and they worked with me a while there, and they put me in a room where they could watch me. Sister Sherry and them went back, had church Sunday. Monday, they done some tests, and The doctor took me over to his office and he said, "You've got a lot of blockage." He said, "We're going to send you to a specialist. And this is the best specialist I know. But," he said, "I want to prepare you for something before you get there." He said, "This doctor was raised in Assembly of God home, and I guess he was familiar with holiness preachers." He said, "You don't have any insurance." And he said, "They may not treat you." And I said, "Okay." Sister Sherry and I went to Lawton, this specialist, and he had my file there, and he began to tell us all those tests that's going to run, Brother Shad. And he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. And I thought, well, you know, we might as well just get down to the brass tacks. And so I said, "Doctor, don't you have one test you can run to eliminate all the rest of them?" He looked at me kind of funny. And I said, "You see, I don't have any insurance." And he just folded my file up and handed it back to me. Man, ain't we glad we don't have our hope in doctors? Handed my file back to me and said, "Won't you go down to County General or the county hospital there and see if they can help you?" And so we went home, or we went by the county hospital, and I don't remember if we even talked to anybody. I didn't talk to anybody. We went home. And I had somebody scheduled to preach the next Sunday for me, next Sunday night. I was sitting there on the side of the building, and Brother Robert Winters, I don't know if any of y'all know him, had been there at the home with me, praying and seeking God. I'd get up and walk across my living room, and my left arm would go numb, and I'd be out of breath. But that night at church, Brother Robert got up, and he said, "I want to tell you something." He said, "We need our pastor." Let me stop right there and preach a little bit on that. You need your pastor. He is the gift of God to this church. All right, thank you. And he said, "We need our pastor. And we know that God can heal him." Well, now, wait a minute, Brother Robert. I mean, we're talking about a man that is in bad shape. He said, "I know that God can heal him." And he said, "We want to pray for him." And so they anointed me with oil, and they prayed for me. And there wasn't anything miraculous that happened that Sunday night. But from that night to this night, I've continued to just gain strength, gain strength, gain strength. Hallelujah. Do you know who hauls my square bales of hay at my farm? I do. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, church. We have a hope. Amen. When doctors could not or would not, God moved. Come on now. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm preaching about hope tonight, other than there may be somebody here that you're either in a trial or you're facing an obstacle or there's something in your path. Hallelujah. And the devil's saying it ain't going to work. It's not going to happen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we can put our confidence in God, irregardless of what the world says, irregardless of what tomorrow holds. We can have a hope in Christ. Hallelujah. I was praying for Brother Wayne Holcomb down in Allentown. They anointed him, was praying for him. And Brother Wayne asked me about my problem. I said, "What problem? What problem? Only problem I've got is about 60 pounds overweight." Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we can be healed. Stand up, Sister Sherry. I said, we can be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, I have a hope. It's not in the elements of this world. I have a hope because I know His eyes are always, always. You know what that means? That means day or night. That means when you can't get to a phone to call anybody else. That means when nobody knows what your problem is, He's looking at you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our hope. He is our hope. Closing tonight, Acts chapter 24. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way, and this is Paul, and they're questioning about what's going on. He's already been converted. He said, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they called heresy, so worship I. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of them that feels like the way we live and the way we worship is kind of odd.
Yeah.
Come on now. Even those Pentecostal churches at one time we could fellowship have gone so far toward the world until they look at us like we're odd.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Paul said, you may think this is heresy, but he said, I confess to you, this is the way I worship. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, when all the world seems like this is the wrong way, I believe wholeness is as near to the church in the book of Acts as you can get. And that's why I'm wholeness. So worship I, the God of my fathers, believing in all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allowed, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. What do you mean, Brother Mike? I want to tell you something. I have a hope. I have a hope. Not only in this world. I have a hope that God's going to do what He needs in our lives here. But on that first Easter morning when Jesus Christ walked out of that grave.
Yeah.
And He brought to us the hope. I said He brought to us the hope that you and I should rejoice in every day.
Right.
And that is of life eternal.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Somebody comes to the piano, please. Father, I've tried to preach tonight what you laid upon my heart. I ask, Lord, that you touch every heart in this church tonight. Lord, if there's someone that is in despair, if there's someone that's needing encouragement, help them to lay hold tonight of this hope before they leave this place. We ask it in your name, giving the praise and the glory to forever. Amen. Our heads are bowed. Sherry's playing. I'd like to ask you tonight. That old discouraging thought that's been so prevalent in your life. That trial. It was like that thorn in Paul's flesh. That test that seems like it makes itself known every time. Tell you that we have a hope. And that hope is in Him. Is there one tonight you'd step out from where you're standing and make your way to the front of this building? Say, Brother Mike, I need to grasp that hope tonight. I don't want to leave here discouraged, or I don't want to leave here down, but I must grab
that eternal hope. All right, could we all gather this evening for a word of prayer? Could we thank Him for that lively hope? Could we thank Him for that hope that we have in Him?
I feel like Brother Mike hit real close to the mark here tonight. And I believe there's some needs that are here among us. And I don't want to miss this opportunity. Our brother has preached to us a message of encouragement, a message of hope. And some of you have sickness in your body. Others of you are facing things. I think now would be a good time for you to believe the Lord to move on your behalf. So you that want prayer, I want you to come right now. And let's believe the Lord. Let's ask God to touch. Don't hesitate. Don't hold back. Oftentimes it's easy just to wait on somebody else. But our brothers preached to us a message tonight that I think gets right close to where we're at. Amen. So let's believe the Lord to move on some of these requests.